This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Did you turn off your heater completely, Jason? You won't turn your air conditioning on for a while, though, right?
Oh, no. Turn the heat down to 63 on the main level and 63. I think it was on 63 on the upstairs level, too.
Nice. All right, let's open up the entertainment page.
Didn't need
driven
the heat
by
yesterday.
BMW of Fairfax.
I opened up my French doors out in the back of my house, opened up the door. I mean,
it was silly.
It was just awesome.
Let the fresh air in.
Sir.
I'm going to be out there again today. All right, entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW of Center of Excellence award winner for the ultimate buying experience and your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's general manager. You can check them out, BMWFairfax.com. I told the story of how I got locked out of my car. So, in some bizarre way, the sensor didn't go off in the trunk. I should have called Miriam.
Hey, I'm getting a lot of texts from BMW owners.
And yeah, tweets and they're telling me how dumb I am and stuff. All right, go ahead.
The app, you can unlock it from your app.
That's what I said.
I know. And then also, like, if you call BMW, they will do it for you remotely. There's a billion ways you could have gotten in your car.
Yeah, and I have the app, and I think I used it a couple years ago for something similar. Like, I didn't get locked out, but I think it just wouldn't, I don't know, wouldn't open or something. No, you're right. I didn't think of that. I was so distraught. I wasn't thinking properly.
You were tilted. You're on life tilt.
Yeah,
it happens.
I was in a tunnel. I was livid.
Not an elite problem solver.
I would never argue that.
That's what I've learned that about you today.
No.
You're not a good problem solver.
I can be, but in a high stress situation, I will falter. A high stress situation.
You're gonna be a fumbler.
My daughter was choking to death, and I ran circles around the car. I didn't know what to do. My wife immediately gets into action. She gives her the Heimlich. She saves her life, and I'm running around fumbling for 911.
You would crumble in like an escape room.
I've never done one, and I don't desire to. But I don't think I would do great. I would not do great in a high pressure.
I was in one. I didn't do great. It was butt hard to get out.
Was
not gonna lie.
Did it feel like it was high pressure?
I mean, it was just tough.
I mean,
you got like
a timer.
Yeah,
you got to get out.
It was hard.
Maybe about because you're doing it. And usually, are you competing against somebody else in another room?
No, you're usually just like competing against the clock. Or
and what happens if you don't escape? Then they just open it up and say you're a loser.
You're gonna die in there.
No, I know. I'm just wondering what the company does.
You can hit like a panic button or whatever.
And
like,
they probably open the door and they
like you have a limited time, right?
Yeah.
Because they're putting new people in that dumb room over and over again.
These dummies have been stuck for an hour. Let them out.
I think my daughter's volleyball team, they did half the team was in one room, half was the other, and they were competing to see who could get out of the room first.
There's one right across from the Potbelly I go to all the time.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be in Rio. I don't think I'd be sized.
No.
No, I will freely
claustrophobic.
Admit that in a high-pressure situation like that.
Well, this is what you know.
I get frustrated.
Next time that happens, you'll solve the problem.
Well, I'll use my...
You learned.
Got to make sure it's up to date.
You learned from a mistake.
Yeah, I botched it. Sorry, I botched it. Because I do have the app.
And you... spent $100.
But you know what's
funny? You donated $100 to Uber.
I totally did. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. I got a text from my wife today. She was just, and she copied me the text or whatever. She's checking in on Steven, who's flying out to Montana to go snowboarding.
Oh, very nice.
They say out west. Is that considered west Montana?
Montana, definitely west.
No, it's east. It's
definitely west.
It's, no, it's southeast.
I don't know where it is.
It's, I mean, it's not south, west coast, but it's west.
West.
No, it's right below Georgia.
Okay, sure. They say out west, yeah. The snow, you can't even relate to it. It's nothing like east snow, right. Like skiing.
It's fluffy and powdery.
Well, it's also, he said, where he's going, you could take a week to go on all the slopes all right. or whatever. There's just so much.
Sure.
Anyway,
my buddy built a house in Bozeman, just outside of Bozeman. Yeah. I can't remember the town. And he goes out there, I don't know, a few times a year.
Rich. He's so rich.
Yeah, he's not poor. Yeah. But he says there's literally, like, there'll be a grizzly bear just at his front porch.
And you're friends with Jamie Dutton.
You know what? You know what? The best part about his house, there's no people there.
There's definitely no people.
I mean, it's so desolate. Look up the population of Montana.
It's like population of 20.
I mean, nobody lives there. But, and it's a massive state.
Yep.
But Dee sends me this text, and she's just checked in with him. Steven, are you set for your flight? I'm not keeping track. I didn't know when you were leaving. He said, yeah. I had to change it, though, because I went to the wrong airport. I went to LaGuardia instead of Newark.
I mean, I kind of did that bit
and
recently,
I've done that.
I don't know if I'm going to go skiing the rest of my life. You're talking about skiing. In my 20s, I went skiing.
Yeah.
My brother's going skiing. He's visiting his daughter who's doing a semester abroad in Switzerland. He's going skiing 4 days in a row in Switzerland.
In Lugano?
Yeah, I bet.
In Lugano? That's where my daughter was in Lugano.
Does he have
Lugano.
Does he have the special avalanche pack in case he gets swallowed up by an avalanche?
It's funny that you say that because my wife kept saying she's nervous about, getting out. And I go, why? It's just skiing. Who gives a crap? He's, be fine. And she goes, well, I've never heard of this. Have you ever heard of tree wells?
No.
Ever heard of that?
Don't know what that is.
I think that's the phrase. A skier would know.
Des wells.
Apparently, if you go skiing between trees, some people do that.
Okay.
She keeps asking him, do you go snowboarding and skiing or whatever between the trees? I didn't know this, but if a tree's leaned over or something, you could see there could be an air pocket or something underneath.
It's a little valley.
Could, sucks you in.
Yeah, you could get sucked in and you could dunk yourself. Oh, I don't know what could happen. I didn't even know that was a thing.
It's also known as a spruce trap.
Yeah, and he says he's always on the lookout for that. And if he ever does do that, he does it with 10 people.
Did you see those snowboarders that got caught in the avalanche?
No. Does that happen in Montana?
Well, I don't know what state it was in. I just saw the video. It wasn't good.
Yeah. Know what it is, EB? It's when you have a big tree like Cakes has in front of his yard.
Yes. Right.
And then the snow comes down. Yeah. No, it's not even a lean over. The snow comes down, but the snow's caught on the tree.
Oh.
So then kind of around the tree, underneath the tree, there's no snow.
And then so people just pummel themselves? Or do they
it's almost like a trap in the woods. You step on it and you fall down.
Yeah, yeah. Do you just die down there? What happens?
You probably don't find you, or you might suffocate or run out of food and water.
This was in Colorado on February 22nd, Eric.
Mm-hmm.
Snowboarder killed in avalanche in Colorado.
Right. I mean, I'm assuming he's not going to go in uncharted waters. He's probably going to go where most of the tourists go.
Yeah,
but
I would hope.
But who knows?
According to Wikipedia, EB, if someone lands in such a well.
Yeah.
And this does happen to hikers, snowshoers, skiers, snowboarders, and snowmobilers. It can often be too deep for them to climb up before they're buried.
By the way, this is a weird,
fun way to go.
I'm in a weird Twitter algorithm, and I know why I keep getting them, because I must have clicked on one, and now I get them all the time.
Yeah.
Of I get animations of weird ways that people get donked off.
Right up your alley. You love that.
Yesterday, I got an animation of a guy.
Where are you getting this?
Just on my Twitter feed.
Okay.
So yesterday, I got an automated video of a guy who was working on an assembly line. Putting boxes on a conveyor belt. And there are robots around him. And the robot is supposed to grab the boxes and put them on the conveyor belt. But the guy was holding a box. So the robot said, I'm going to grab the box. Instead, it grabbed the human, slammed him down on the conveyor belt.
That was it.
Crushed him, and they pulled him out, and they took him to the hospital. They said, well, he's not going to make it. He got crushed by a robot. So now I'm getting these, like, on a daily basis.
It's in my algorithm.
What's in your For You
I guess,
column?
Yeah, like, your FYP.
Why would you ever go to the For You
yesterday, I got a woman who never tried to get into an elevator, but her foot got stuck, and then her foot had the doors close on it, and it amputated her foot, and blood is squirting everywhere. And it's horrible.
I know. It's Zach D. Films. I get the same thing. Yeah. If Stevie does get trapped underneath the snow, Zach D. Films showed you that you can make a poop chisel.
What is that?
Where you have a duty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. What does that do?
And you wait for it to freeze, and you can use it like an ice pick.
To build a tunnel?
To build a tunnel or get yourself out.
Use whatever tools at your disposal to get out and free yourself.
Wow.
Maybe those videos are going to help me save my life one day, Valdez.
The poop chisel.
Maybe they'll come in handy.
Right, by the way, we got a free... I don't know if you all get it. I'm on that list from Sarah and Debbie Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see what we got this time?
I got a fire blanket.
What?
Yeah.
If there's a fire in my like a grease fire on my
stove, what it was?
Just grab the fire blanket, bang, cover it up, and no more fire.
Oh, really?
House saved.
All right. I was wondering what that was. I didn't open it.
It's a
big piece of rubber.
Have you ever re-gifted a Debbie and Sarah Reynolds gift?
I think that'd be impossible. No offense.
Sometimes you get like a good umbrellas question. I don't know.
I'm begging you to bring it in studio and throw it on JP when he's playing it.
Well, you do it at every segment.
Please.
I'm just kidding.
It's a good
relax
thing to have around in the studio.
Mr. Flame, just relax over there.
All right. Safety first.
Why don't we do this? When we come back, we'll actually get into the EP. I'll tell you some stories on Will Smith, Justin Bieber, and even a mild update on the Firefest and that Billy McFarlane.
Yes.
All right? We'll do that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.